Hello.
Hello, good evening. Sir, my name is Carlos. We're just conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation that is affecting the state of Philadelphia and your local community. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Now, just for a statistical purpose only, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1968.
Thank you, sir, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, moving right along, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school, graduate, some college, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree? Yes, sir?
Associate's degree.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now, moving right along, are you a Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Yeah, Puerto Rican.
Okay, and that was going to be the next question. And what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Haitian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered.
Okay, and we're thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed. And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Not really satisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied? Should I record that as your answer?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Sir, how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor? How do you feel?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, below is the list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. Corruption in city government, healthcare, city services like trash pickup, gun violence, public transportation, inflation and the cost of living, crime and public safety, jobs in the economy, homelessness, public school funding, the cost of housing and rent, or the opioid and fentanyl crisis. If you have to pick...
Housing and rent.
I'm sorry?
Housing and rent.
Okay. And another one? Crime, public transportation... public safety, the operational crisis, corruption in the city government, healthcare.
Corruption.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or never heard of them, just let me know. Okay, how do you feel about the Philadelphia Police Department from 0 to 10?
6. We need them, okay. So yeah. 6.
And the council member, Kenyatta Johnson, how do you feel about her? 0 to 10.
I don't know her, so I can't say.
Okay, should I record 5 as neutral? So we
yeah,
can move
fine.
Right along? Okay. How about SEPTA, SEPTA? Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Okay, how do you feel from 0 to 10?
SEPTA, I'd say 7.
Okay. And how about the governor, Josh Shapiro? One number.
I'm neutral. Say neutral.
Okay. And how about Mayor Sherelle Parker?
She just started, I'd say neutral.
Okay. How about your local police officers? What number?
6.
Okay. And the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel?
I'd say 5 neutral.
And the Philadelphia Department of Streets, what number should we give them?
7.
And the Philadelphia City Council, from 0 to 10?
6.
Okay. And there is no right or wrong answers. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me, believe me. How about the District Attorney, Larry Kressner, from 0 to 10?
I'd say a 5.
5. Okay. Thank you. Moving right along. Sir, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? I know she's just started, but so far, do you approve or disapprove the way she's handling her job? Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Approve somewhat or strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Tough one.
Or neither?
I'd agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Okay. Now, here's the list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily life. After each, please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you feel highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, and 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied. Now, you may select any number from 0 to 10. How about the public safety from 0 to 10?
Say 7.
Okay. And access to affordable housing in Philadelphia?
A 1.
And the condition of roads and infrastructure? 0 to 10.
A 1.
And the quality of education in public schools?
I'd say a 4.
And also the availability of good paying jobs in your community? How do you feel about that issue from 0 to 10?
A 5.
And access to public transportation? What number?
5.
And the cost of rent?
A 3.
Okay. And how about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and the community facilities?
Recreation center
and the parks, recreation centers.
I'd say a 6.
A 6? Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now moving right along. Sir, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to the last year?
Getting worse.
Feel? Okay.
Okay.
And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, failing behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you cannot really get ahead? How do you feel?
Falling behind.
Okay. And below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians may regularly spend money on. Can you please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concerns you the most? When you think about your expenses, you may select up to 3. Utility, gas, electricity, and internet. Childcare, rent, recreation and entertainment, groceries, education.
Housing,
okay.
Groceries, and rent.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's
so,
2.
Yeah, it's the... Well, utility, gas, electricity, and internet, that's rent, you say is one of them, right?
Yeah.
The groceries, gas, electricity, and internet, the education, public transportation, personal care, paying down debt, or healthcare, including prescription drugs?
Paying down debt.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you, sir. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
A few times a month.
A few times a month. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience. Now, do you think that city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or just the right amount on the police department?
Just the right amount.
The right amount, okay. And here's the list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take into immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles. Will that action will make you feel much safer, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all safer?
Much safer.
Okay. And how about begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back to on the streets? Much safer, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all safer?
Not at all.
Okay. And how about close the open air drug maker? Close the open air drug market in Kensington. Much safer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, close it.
Okay. No, close the open air drug. So, will that action will make you feel much safer?
Much safer.
Much safer. And how about the action of expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries?
Much
safer?
Yes.
How about hiring 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates? Much, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all safer?
Not at all.
Okay. And how about if they take the action to declare a public safety emergency in the city? Much safer, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat safer. Thank you, sir. Moving right along. Sir, in a few words, can you please tell me what have you seen or heard about the Mayor Sherrill Parker recently? Have you seen anything about the mayor?
Something about the budget. She approved the budget for next year, so bravo to that.
So you heard about that, right?
Yes.
Anything that you have seen?
No, I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything at all.
Okay. Now, sir, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Can you please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think they should be the highest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in the 2024? You may select up to 3 items. Here's the first one. Support more affordable housing. Foster small businesses and local jobs. Improve our schools and education. Improve public transportation. Tackle the opioid crisis, remove homelessness in campings, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, hire more police officers, get guns off the streets, reduce juvenile crime, invest in community development, or improve the city's infrastructure. If you have to pick 2 or 3.
Infrastructure.
Okay.
Can you pick the other one?
Invest in community development, reduce juvenile crime, get guns off the streets, hire more police officers, remove homelessness encampments, tackle the opioid crisis, improve public transportation, improve our schools' education, support more affordable housing.
Those two, school and housing.
Okay, let me see. Here it goes. Improve the schools. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience. Now, here's a list of the specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, can you please tell me on the scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy? A 10 means that you strongly support. A 5 means that you neither support or oppose, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first policy is add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents. From 0 to 10.
A 7.
Okay. And how about invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city, from 0 to 10.
A 6.
Okay. And how about add $25 million for grassroots communities organizations that work with vulnerable populations and neighborhoods afflicted by crime? What number? 0 to 10?
An 8.
And keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers. How about that policy? I'm sorry?
An eight.
Eight, okay. How about invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets?
Four.
Okay. And how about invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal? What number?
Seven.
Okay. And how about provide nearly $100 million for street cleanup and litter removals along business streets, making them more attractive to shoppers?
Six.
Okay. And provide $100 million for treatment and trade facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
Five.
And also invest $190 million in a new funding for our city public schools from 0 to 10.
I'd say a 7.
A 7, okay. And moving right along, sir. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans and requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office and in the pandemic era, hybrid, or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and require them to be back in the office full time? Support or oppose that?
Back in the office.
So you strongly support that or somewhat support?
Yeah, I strongly support it.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from the recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes and other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for the needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose that decision to end the city's support for needle exchange programs?
I guess I support it.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids to stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools? Support, oppose, or neither?
I support it.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support it.
Okay. Strongly support it. Sir, let's finish this up, okay? Now, how often would you say you watch or listen or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day? A few times a week? A few times a month? Rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? How do you consider yourself? I'm sorry?
Independent.
Independent, okay.
Yeah.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Neither.
Neither, okay. And sir, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with family members or a friend or something else?
Yeah.
Okay, your rent, you said, right?
Yes.
Now, which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else? I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Straight.
Okay, and do you identify as a transgender or non-binary?
Neither.
Okay, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Single.
Single. Thank you, sir. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. From who did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote? Do you remember who you voted for the 2020? Joe Biden, the Democrat?
No, I didn't vote. I was pissed off.
I'm sorry?
I didn't vote. I was mad.
Oh, I understand. Sir, below are some potential news sources. Can you please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from? The Philadelphia Daily News, the local news stations, Power 99, the NPR or WHYY, CNN, TikTok, YouTube, New York Times.
WHYY and the Daily News.
Okay. And New York Times, Washington Post, Philadelphia Inquirer, Facebook, X or Twitter, or Fox News. Just those two that you mentioned, right?
Yeah, just the two I mentioned.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 25 to 34,000? 35 to 44?
45 to 54.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This completes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye. Thank you, sir.